Sirius XM Shores Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hackelow with the morning team. It's time to check in with our tech guy. That's David Snell over at AxSmart IT in the beautiful community of Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning to you, Rob.
All right, so let me see here. You got my attention here because you sent me the three letters. FCC. Oh, I know all about that from being a little radio nerd. The Federal Communications Commission. Okay. What are they doing here?
Well, last week when we were chatting, they went and banned the sale of new consumer-grade Wi-Fi routers that are manufactured outside of the U.S.
Okay.
So it says some people hear that, they're not going to think too much about it, but you need to think that it's almost every Wi-Fi router that's in production today. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, there's only one router that's made on this continent, and that's one by Elon Musk's company, Starlink.
Oh, okay. So there's not like a lot of router factories around, you're saying?
All overseas, because it's inexpensive to have them made.
Yeah.
But that's the problem, because with those routers, malicious actors have exploited security gaps in them and have attacked us here, disrupted networks, enabled espionage, and even facilitated intellectual property theft. So they're trying to curb that by not allowing the routers to be sold. My concern with that is that, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's get the router manufacturers a little more security conscious.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is there's millions of those routers in the country that we can all continue to use.
And they're going to be around for a while. I'm not sure what the given shelf life of a router is, but chances are...
It's about 9 years.
Oh, okay. All right, so people are going to be holding on to them. Okay, so, I mean, it makes sense, but obviously if you just say that, and if you only have one company that does it, that's not fair.
Correct. But it's almost every router, and the common names, the consumer brands that we all know would be Netgear, D-Link, TP-Link, even Amazon's Eero.
Mm-hmm.
And the Google Nest, too, is all of those.
All right, so any router...
Any router that's not made by Starlink is considered to be a security concern for everybody.
Okay, I don't think I have anything by Starlink, so I guess I would fall into that category. I suspect many of the listeners out there this morning also would fall into that category, so that would mean our routers are a Trojan horse just waiting to destroy us, or are they susceptible?
Good analogy, the Trojan horse. So it's in our homes now.
Yeah.
But realize this is only consumer grade routers as well. It's not talking about commercial firewalls and devices like that. These are the routers that we buy at, let's say, Best Buy or Staples or wherever we buy them. We take them home, we plug them in, and we've talked about this before. We never do anything about the setup. We just hope it works.
Just come. We plug it in, and when the thing breaks, we throw it out and get another one.
Right. So no, none of us, for the most part, will do anything security-wise with the devices that we have in our home, because if it's working, you don't want to break anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, could the routers be retrofitted? Could you get something to hook up to the router, or does that not make sense?
Well, one of the things that folks would need to do, and it's not going to be an easy task for them, they're going to need to do a little bit of research, but they should do the security updates that are available from the manufacturers on the router that they own, because it doesn't happen automatically, ever. So if you've had a router for 6 or 8 or 9 years, it's never been updated.
So you can somehow find that out if you do the research, or you can figure it out?
You can figure it out by going to, in most cases, the manufacturer's website with the model number of your router, and there will be firmware and security updates that you can download and simply install. It's not way over the top for people to do this. It's just a matter of we have to take the time to do it.
Mm.
That will help keep them a little more secure these days until they become end of life and we buy something that's been made on this continent or they've been approved by the FCC.
Now, is this something that can stand up? Do you think there'll be legal challenges to this type of ruling?
Absolutely. The legal challenges for everything. So I'm sure that's going to happen.
That's
here.
True, yeah. There are plenty of lawyers just available. Press button, lawyer comes. And because I mean, I can see the security concerns, and like you said, it's a good idea, but, you know, is it practical? Does it make sense? And let me ask you, I mean, I'll just throw this out. I mean, the router I can see, but could this eventually, you know, be anything that's made overseas? Could potentially, you know, your appliance, you know, or some other piece of technology that could somehow get your information?
Great thought, Robbie. A refrigerator that's made overseas that communicates on the internet, and, yeah, has, and maybe perhaps has not been checked by the FCC.
How do you know it's not hiding in the refrigerator or your car? I don't know where it ends. I mean, I'm sure that's great for manufacturing at home to have that argument, but I don't know if you could stop everything.
I don't know that you can, unless it continues to get more stringent and stricter for offshore manufacturers to be approved in this country by this country before it's allowed to be sold.
Okay. Well, when it comes to the routers, then what are you advising people to do?
It's just as we just talked about, they should attempt to do the update of the firmware and security updates available for the distinctive router. And if they can't do that, find someone who can do that for them. You're protecting yourself, but you're also protecting everybody else around you, because once they get into some routers or start actually attacking some, it's a never-ending cascade of attacks.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, some important stuff to think about, and David's got the resources in his blog. He's got links to information that you need to know about foreign-made routers, a national security threat. And David, you've got information for people to read, right?
I do, up on my blog at xsmartit.com. You can get the list of the routers, but don't worry about that, because if it's not a Starlink router, you're effective.
So. Oh, boy, yikes. All right. Well, check it out, xsmartit.com. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Rob.
Take care. xsmartit.com.